You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, I'm Matt Kessen, and I'm a writer, producer, and performer in the Twin Cities. It's day 8 of the Minnesota Fringe Festival, and one of the great things about the Fringe is the out-of-town artists that it brings in to perform. A few of my favorites of those this year include Fourth Wall and their show in the family-friendly Fringe sub-festival, Fruit Flies Like a Banana. They play randomly selected pieces of classical music and similar, all while doing these amazing dances and skits, and the whole thing is just happiness on stage. It is joy made manifest. It is amazing. Then there's Hit the Lights, who have a show called Whales, which is a rousing, hilarious punk rock show about the horrors of 19th century whaling. And also an altogether gentler show, Horsetail, in the Family Fringe, which is mostly shadow puppetry, like their famous show from last year, Dungeon, and which is extremely charming and beautiful. And then the Cold Hearts have a show called Eddie Poe, and it's a delightfully weird show about boyhood school rivalry with some absolutely hypnotic performances. For more on these and the 128 other shows in the Fringe, please visit minnesotafringe.org.
Hello, my name is Jessica Chiquette, and I'm a librarian and co-supervisor of Hennepin County Library's Franklin Branch in Minneapolis. The Minnesota Fringe Festival is not the only theater festival happening in the Twin Cities this weekend. We've also got New Native Theater's third annual 10-Minute Play Festival at Gremlin Theater in St. Paul. The 10-Minute Play Festival invites local and international Native American and First Nations artists from across the continent to share their latest works with our community, and all of these works are remarkably at or under 10 minutes. This year, the festival includes 13 new playlets, many of which are deeply personal narratives that take on historic and contemporary themes of cultural appropriation, social justice, stereotyping, and ancestral values. For me, I'm particularly looking forward to the 10-Minute Play Festival because it presents an opportunity to hear and learn from artists representing a diverse range of tribal voices. The National Native American 10-Minute Play Festival is on today, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 at Gremlin Theater in St. Paul.
Hi, my name is Kurt Gruhl. I have been involved in the arts since I came to Red Wing 50 years ago. The beautiful and historic Sheldon Theater in Red Wing is going through an extensive renovation this summer. While the Sheldon is buttoned up, the theater is presenting programs throughout the community. This weekend, Enemy of the People by Ibsen is being produced by the Sod House Theater out of the Twin Cities. In the play, a local doctor threatens to expose that the tourism magnet of the community, water, is being poisoned. The question is, how far will a community go to protect the town's secret in order to avoid financial ruin? Serious topic? Oh yes. But have no fear, the Ibsen play is a new adaptation infused with bluegrass, and the Sod House Theater out of the Twin Cities always pleases with its performances. This will be a real highlight for the weekend. There are 4 performances of Ibsen's The Enemy of the People in Red Wing tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday in Colville Park on the east end of Red Wing on Highway 61.